Lord for his faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Lord, for the Sunday school, for the song service, the testimonies. Thank the Lord for the songs. I'm not going back either, brother. And I'm not turning around. God has been too good. As the other song said, he is everything that I need. And I found that to be so. Lord, certainly depending on the Lord, desire your prayer this morning as we share the word of God, what I believe the Lord has given to us for today. Desire that it would be presented in the way that he would have it to be an encouragement and an inspiration to us all as we journey along our path in life.
Amen.
Thought this morning is led by the Spirit. And in thinking about this, the being led is defined as to direct on a course in a direction or to guide. And in thinking about being led by the Spirit and how it was something that was established from the beginning of time, you can go back and look at many examples that there are in the Bible about different ones that were led by the Spirit of God. We don't go there for the sake of time this morning, but just want to call out some of them specifically, stories that we read many, many times that we know about. Think about Noah and how Noah was led by the Spirit of God. In a time when everything that was going on in the world was displeasing to God, God was able to whisper in him and let him know, I have a task that I want you to do. And what he was asking him to do just seemed like something that was just, it was crazy. I can't think of a better word than that, but it's like, you know, can you imagine the type of scrutiny and the things that he experienced by all the different ones looking on? What are you doing? I'm being led by the Spirit. That's what he was doing. You know, in wondering what you know, God gave him some instructions. God gave him some specific instructions. And he, by the help and grace of God, followed them to the T.
That's right. Amen.
He had to have a faith and trust and confidence in God that God knew what he was doing, right?
Amen.
That I'm building this big old boat. And it's not even, I mean, I believe at that point in time, rain, it came from beneath,
yeah, right?
It didn't come from the sky. So, you know,
he was led by the Spirit.
Yeah. Right. And he followed God's leading, and God was with him every step of the way.
Amen.
You know, it's easy for us, some of us sometimes be able to look back, isn't it, on stories. Yeah, I mean, of course, it all makes sense to us now.
Right.
You know, the plan that God had in place at that time. But can you imagine living in the time of Noah and doing what, you know, however long, hundreds of years, however long it took him to build it, right? But following the Spirit.
Yes.
You remember Abraham?
Yes.
I mean, did God ask him to do anything maybe that you would call?
Yes.
Right? He asked him to sacrifice his son after telling him he was going to be the father of many nations. Can you imagine maybe some of the thoughts that went through his mind?
Amen.
Have you ever maybe thought even in your own life, Lord, is this what you want me to do? I can imagine that's the question maybe that Abraham had. Lord, are you sure about this? Then the number of questions maybe that went through his mind.
But he followed, he was led by the Spirit.
Yeah. That's right.
And God worked everything out.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he
did. The Lord.
Amen.
He did.
Joseph.
Yes.
What about Joseph?
Yes.
We know the story of Joseph. Sold as a slave. And here he's in prison. Lord, what is your plan for my life?
Yes.
You know the story. Again, we know how it ends, right? But just looking back, can you imagine being him at that time and all the different things that he went through? What about Moses? He was hid as a child and then got raised up in Pharaoh's house. You know, because he had compared to others at that time, he had a wonderful life, didn't he?
Yeah.
But there came a point in time where God had him to be called away from there.
Yeah.
He said, I have a special task for you to do. And he determined that he was better to suffer affliction with the people of God.
Amen.
Right? And enjoy the pleasure of seeing for a season. That's over in Hebrews. But just again, being led by God's Spirit. Remember Daniel?
Yeah.
You know, these are example stories that we read time and time and time again. He had purposed in his heart how he was going to worship the Lord.
That's right.
And he didn't change it for anything.
That's right.
Even in the midst of your life is at stake. I mean, I don't know how many different people would volunteer to go spend the night with the dead of lions. I would not volunteer.
No.
But you know what? If God told me to do it, I better do it.
Yeah.
God was there with me, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's been allowing God to lead and guide and direct him. He watched over and protected him.
That's right.
What about Esther?
Mm-hmm.
Not just stories about men in the Bible.
That's right.
There's stories about women too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What about what she too? And what God, her following God's Spirit, being led by His Spirit. And the task that she had to do. Go before the king without being summoned. Her life was at stake. He could have said, what are you doing? Children are exempt by it.
No.
I don't know about Samuel, don't you? Mm-hmm. Huh? He was a young man, a young child, when God called after him. Man, God is sweet. You know, we can go on and on and on. Think about some of those in the New Testament. Saul. Paul.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
God paid him a special visit, didn't he?
Yeah.
You've been doing all this. I got some special work for you. We can go on and on. Maybe we can name some in our lifetime. You can look around in the church and look at some. I don't mean to lift up Brother Darrell, but he's a spiritual giant in our lifetime. Being led by the Spirit. If you don't, you know Brother Darrell's story, but if you don't, sit down and talk to him sometime. It just shows the power and the grace of God.
Yeah.
When we allow God to lead and guide and direct our lives.
Yes, sir.
So we recognize that there's a pattern that's been established down through the history of mankind. Men, women, and children.
That's right.
That were led by the Spirit of God.
That's right, amen.
Well, you can look at things and say, well, it was different. Preacher for them. Maybe it was. Because maybe you look at our world today, times have changed. We would all agree times have changed. They continue to change, and they're going to continue to change.
True.
As long as life is maintained on this world, they're going to continue to change. You know, although our circumstances might not be the same, the things that I deal with may be different than the things that you deal with. And those that have come before us.
Yes.
The surroundings maybe are different, but there's one thing that has remained the same since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And that's God Almighty.
That's right.
God has not changed.
That's right.
And He never will. You know what? All these things around us, does that matter to God?
No.
It doesn't matter. God is the same.
Yes.
And the same power that He's exhibited since the beginning of time, the same God that was with Noah and Abraham and Joseph and Moses and Daniel, that God is still alive. Is it something that happens overnight for us? You know what it requires of us? It requires some consistent faithfulness.
Yeah. That's true.
There's a verse of scripture that's very familiar to all of us. One of those scriptures that you can quote. And it gives us the beginnings of this is how you do it, day by day. Let's go to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th and the 6th verse.
Trust in the Lord with all thy
heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
And lean not unto thy
own understanding. Lean not to thine own understanding.
In all thy ways acknowledge
in
him.
In all thy ways acknowledge him.
And he shall direct thy
and
path.
And he shall direct thy you want to be led by the Spirit? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Yes.
Not just some of it, not just a piece of it, all of it.
Amen.
Trust in Him for everything. And don't try to figure things out yourself.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. And that's as simple as the scripture. It couldn't break it down any simpler, could it? Don't rely on your own understanding. Put all your trust in God. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. But, wait a minute. There are some ways that I've already got figured out. That's, you know, that's what we try to think in our minds sometimes. Maybe, I got this part handled, Lord. I just need your help with this part.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord.
That's not what it says.
Right.
It says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. In everything that we do, acknowledge Him. And if we do that, then He shall direct our paths. He shall direct our paths. So if I acknowledge God in everything, then He can lead and guide and direct me.
Yes, He can.
I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
But if there's something that's bad for you, man, you should have.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just acknowledge God in everything.
That's
whatever
right.
We're doing.
Lord, I need you.
Amen. Hey, y'all heard me mention this from time to time. I enjoy exercising. But you know, I acknowledge God even in that. Lord, would you, as I get a little exercise, would you watch over and protect me?
Yeah.
Lord, would you protect me from injury? Lord, help me to represent you.
Yeah.
I want to be a representative of you in everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Help me to represent you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's something that requires us to continually seek the Lord daily.
Yes.
Right? Each and every day. You know, even every day that, Lord, thank you for this day that you have given me.
Amen.
Lord, I commit this day into your hands.
Yes.
Lord, give me, I don't know what this day is going to hold, but Lord, would you go with me?
Yes. Yes.
Lord, would you go before me?
Yes.
That's how we're led by the Spirit. Lord, I don't know who I'm going to come in contact with today, but Lord, if I can encourage somebody today, if I can uplift somebody today, Lord, help me to be found doing that.
Yes.
Amen.
It's something that we do on a daily basis, just every day. You know, sometimes the enemy would try to make it seem like it's some great big mountain. But really, you think about it, it's just one day at a time.
That's right.
That's all it is.
That's
you
right.
Know what? Tomorrow's not even mine.
Mm-hmm.
I might not even get there. Lord, help me to pray.
Yes.
Lord, I want to be found pleasing and honoring you.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
You know what? The mindset that as we make life's decisions, that we consider them from a spiritual perspective rather than a natural perspective.
That's right.
Yeah.
As I'm going through and I'm making decisions, if this decision that I make, what kind of effect is it going to have on me? Versus just the natural benefits of things. That's allowing God to lead us by His Spirit.
Yes.
You know, there's other scripture that lets us know that we need help as we go through this life. You know, and we might think, I got it handled. My life is going okay. It's going all right. But you know that there's a verse, a familiar text in Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 37:22.
The steps of a good man.
It says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
And he delighted in his way.
The steps of a good man, woman, boy, and girl, are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
And he delighted in his way. So in other words, if I acknowledge God in everything and allow him to be, if I allow him to work in me and through me, and I endeavor by his grace to do good, the steps of a good man, God will order. We need God's help and support anyway. The writer says, by his grace and Holy Spirit, he directs thoughts, affections, and designs of a good man. Isn't that wonderful? Because the enemy is always going to be there to try to bring in other things, right? So we need the Lord to help us to guide and direct even our thoughts and our affections, that they, Lord, guide me, direct me. God can do that as well. And in his love and in his mercy to each and every one of us, he'll lead and guide and direct us step by step.
Thank you, Lord.
He's not going to have us just make some great leap, right? He gives specific instructions.
Yeah.
Think about all the examples of the different ones that we mentioned earlier in the message. He was with them every step of the way.
Yes.
Through each milestone.
Yes.
And he was in the thing that he, as he leads us, he's preparing us. You can look at the example that we mentioned, how God just directed each step of the way. And as long as I recognize, Lord, I'm continually dependent upon you. I recognize that as I go through this life, that I need your help. Because without it, I'm just going to make a mess of things. I need you to lead and guide and direct me step by step. That I can say, this is the way, walk ye in. You know, God and his love and his mercy, there's no better instructor or teacher than God Almighty and his word that he has given us.
That's right.
This is, you've heard the acrostic, maybe for the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. There's no better instruction that's found than what's in this book. We can write all kind of books from psychologists and all that and figure out this problem and that problem. I'll save you some money. You'll find it in here.
That's true.
And not only that, he lets us know that he will instruct and teach us. We go to Psalm 32:8. It lets us know about that.
I will instruct thee, Lord. And teach thee. In the way which thou shalt go.
I will instruct and teach you in the way that you should go.
Yes.
So as we go through this life, we can go to God and say, I don't know which way to go.
Yes.
And he can instruct and teach us the way that he would have us.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, all the instruction that we need, we can find in his word.
Thank you, Lord.
Through his word and his spirit, those two working together,
true.
He can lead and guide and direct us as a journey along the pathway of life.
That's right.
You know what? What you're going to find more than likely is that it might not always be what you want.
True. That's true.
If you want to recognize being led by the Spirit, recognize that it probably is going to cut against the grain.
That's right.
Think about that kind of expression. Cutting against the grain. If you have a piece of wood and you look at the way the grain of the wood is, if you cut in the direction of the grain, it's going to be a lot easier, won't it? But if you cut in the opposite direction, it's going to be a little harder. So as we go through this life, endeavoring to be led by the Spirit, it's more than likely going to cut against what we want.
That's true.
It's going to be contrary to what I desire.
Very true. Lord help us.
Maybe I have to involve a little sacrifice.
That's true.
It's going to be opposite of what the flesh wants.
Yes.
It's going to be like, not my will, Lord, but thine be done.
Yes.
Amen.
That phrase sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Jesus, right?
Yeah.
That's what Jesus said. The Son of God. The Son of God came to earth and said, not my will, but thine, Lord.
Yes.
What are we going to have to do? Do we want to be led by the Spirit?
Amen.
To be led by the Spirit, we're going to have to say, Lord, this is my will. I'm going to lay it down.
That's right.
I'm going to lay it down, Lord, and I'm going to submit and surrender myself to yours.
That's right.
Even though in my mind this seems like it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Even though in my mind it's exactly opposite of what I want to do.
Yes.
But Lord, my faith and trust is in you.
Amen.
And if I want to be led by your Spirit, then I got to be willing to go your way,
right.
Not mine.
That's yes. Right. Lord.
He's in a song, don't he? What's that song say? God's way is best. Let me say, he said, God's way is best is human wisdom.
Yeah.
Right? A fairer way they seem to show.
Yeah.
And then in another place it says, had I the choosing of my pathway in blindness, I go straight.
True. That's true.
And you know the thing about submitting and surrendering our will to God is not getting in his way.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get in our own way and sometimes we get in God's way.
That's true. Lord.
And we hinder God from working.
Perfect.
We want to be led by his Spirit. We want him to be able to work in our lives and the situations and the circumstances surrounding us, then we got to let go and let God.
That's right. So true.
There's another verse in Isaiah, 30 chapter, in the 21st verse. And we endeavor to be led by God's Spirit. God will lead and guide and direct in the way we have to go.
Amen.
And he's going to direct us each step of the way.
Thank the Lord.
And thy ears shall hear a word behind me.
Saying, this is the way.
This is the way.
Walk ye in it.
Walk ye in it.
When ye turn to the right hand.
When ye turn to the right.
And
when you turn to the left. So, in other words, as we are asking God to lead and guide and direct us to be led by his Spirit, follow in the direction that he would have us to go.
Amen.
Not veering off direction that he has.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is the way. Walk ye in it. The writer says, when thou art doubting, conscience shall direct thee in the way of duty. Conscience shall quicken thee in the way. It says there, he's not left us without guides to show us the way. He's right there with us each step. You know, it's not about going this way or that way. When we start going other directions, we're going to miss his leading.
Yeah.
We're going to miss his guiding. Just continue in the way that he would have us to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's, when we consider being led by his Spirit, Is there another way? I mean, I suppose you could say, well, I understand what you're saying, but I got a different direction that I'm gonna go, and I'm kind of leading my own life. I'm directing my own life. I'm in charge. I'm in charge of my life and the direction that I'm going. Is that really true? It's not, is it? You know, you hear somebody say, I'm going my way. This is the way I can do this all by myself. I don't need God to help. Is there really such a thing as your own way? There's two masters, right?
Right.
So if you're not being led by the Spirit, then you've been led by something else. The enemy of your soul.
That's right.
And someone mentioned it earlier this morning. Maybe it was in Sunday school. He has a purpose.
True.
He wants to kill and steal and destroy you.
Yeah, that's right.
So when you say, I can handle it all by myself, no. If that's your attitude, if that's your mindset this morning, I would have you to observe maybe different ones that have mentioned that in the past. All of us have known people that maybe at one time had a relationship with God. They were being led by His Spirit, but they chose to go a different way. Look at their lives. Observe their lives and the things that have happened in their life, and then you make the assessments.
Yep, that's right.
If you take that approach, see how that's gone. It's not in us. The scripture says it's not in man that walk into direct his own steps.
Right.
It's something that we just need help with. You know, isn't that sometimes you just have to acknowledge, I need help.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe there are some things that you're able to do naturally in life that they just come easy to you, right? Some things are like that. You just have a knack for it, and it just goes smooth and easy, and you got it. Everything's not like that, is it? There are some things that we have to do in this life where we got to say, I need some help. And God is right there.
Yes, He is.
And we recognize going through this life, we need help in this life.
That's right.
To help navigate, knowing that there's an adversary out there that's trying to get me. Why wouldn't I want help?
Yes.
You know what's important for us to, once we're led by His Spirit, to keep going in that direction.
Yes.
We have to keep going in that direction because God, in His love and in His mercy, He wants to help us out. When He sees us maybe heading down a direction or going in a different way, God is faithful, isn't He?
Yes.
He gives some warning signs to us. He lets us know that, careful here.
Amen.
You know, we can look at stories in the Bible. We can read different examples of different ones that once was headed in the right way, and then something changed. God again revealed Himself, and they made a choice, and then they went down in the wrong direction. So the thing for we just, if we are not led by His Spirit, He can take advantage of an opportunity, lead us down a direction and a path, and then we never get back.
Y'all remember Solomon? We know about Solomon, though.
Yeah.
What's he known as?
Wise man.
The wisest man. Did he end his life as the wisest man?
No.
Y'all know the story. You know what happened to him? Natural things became more important than spiritual things.
Right.
Think about that. He was the wisest man. No one wise. And he allowed natural things to become more important than spiritual things. You want to know what happened to him? First of all, do you think God was thankful to him?
Yes,
he was. God, if there's one thing that we know, we know many things about God, but one of the things that we know is that God is faithful to every soul.
Amen.
He is faithful. Let's turn to 1 Kings. The 11th chapter, and we'll read verses 9 and 10. 1 Kings 11, 9 and 10.
And the Lord was angry with Solomon.
The Lord was angry with Solomon.
Because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel.
Because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel.
Which had appeared unto him twice.
Which had appeared unto him twice.
And he had commanded him concerning this thing.
He commanded him concerning this thing.
That he should not go after other gods.
That he should not go after other gods.
But he kept not that which the Lord
said. But he kept not that which the Lord commanded.
Yes.
So God was faithful.
Yes.
God was faithful to him. He recognized that his heart was being turned towards natural things instead of spiritual things, and he paid him a little visit, didn't he?
Amen.
He let him know that's not the right direction to go in.
Amen.
So he had a choice. As we all do, God desires for every creature that has ever been born to be led by His Spirit.
Yeah.
To say, Lord, what is your path and your direction for me in my life? That's His desire for every human being.
Yeah.
But you know what? One thing that we know that God will not do is He won't ride against us.
That's true.
If we don't want to, God is not going to. That's
true.
It says, and he commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after other gods. But he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Here's the instruction book. If I don't want to be led by His Spirit, then disregard His instruction. It's a recipe for disaster, and it works every time. And you can look around in our world and see it.
True.
That's true.
And what it lets us know for each and every one of us is that I have to be careful. I have to be careful on a daily basis to allow me to be led by your Spirit.
Yes.
I can never think that I got it made. I'm good. I've been saved for however many years. That doesn't matter. I still have to look to the Lord to be led by His Spirit. Because there's a scripture that talks about us. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, right?
Yes.
Lest he fall.
Amen.
That's in 1 Corinthians 10 and 12.
Amen.
Whenever I think I've got it made and I'm all right, it's okay. Lord, I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure, Lord, that I'm going in the direction that you want me to go.
Yeah.
Because if I just, I got it. This is it. It's set up. Take heed.
That's right.
Take heed.
None of us are exempt. We have to be careful.
Amen.
At no point in time, you know, one thing that we need to constantly remind ourselves,
just, you know, this is for all of us. God has blessed each of us with a portion of intelligence, hasn't he?
Yeah.
All of us. There's, you know, sometimes it's in different areas, and each of us maybe have different expertise. But no matter how great we are in any individual matter, just remember, there's always somebody smarter than us.
That's true.
And most importantly, God is smarter than us.
That's true.
True.
You know, think about it this way. If God gave it to us, right? Can we be greater than the one that gave it?
No.
Right? That's not possible. The giver, he's the giver of it. So we just have to be reminded, even when we look at our lives and just in our human wisdom and in our human understanding, when we say, this doesn't make sense. Right? Oh, yeah. God's smart.
Yes.
And as long as I'm allowing him to lead me,
amen,
and to guide me and direct me, then I trust and know what he's doing.
That's right. God help.
I'm not just saying that. Guess where it's from?
Yes,
right.
It's in here.
Amen.
It's in Isaiah 55, the 8th and the 9th verse.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Neither are your ways my ways.
Neither are your ways my ways.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher
for than the earth. For as the heavens are higher than the earth.
So are my ways higher
so
than
are my ways higher than your ways.
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
And my thoughts your thoughts. When we think about this particular verse, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amen.
We can take this scripture literally. We are on earth,
yes,
right? And God is in heaven.
Amen.
Right? So our ways and our thoughts are earthly, and he is our heavenly.
Amen.
It doesn't compare. Even the spiritual application that we use in our lives on a daily basis, it came from God.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
His thoughts are always heavenly.
That's right.
I mean, I the most spiritual person in this room cannot say the only thing I think about is spiritual things. Not so. We live on earth.
But God, his concern is spiritual things.
Yeah.
And in his spare time, he blesses us with these earthly things.
Yeah.
I think about different times in my own life, and seeking guidance and direction from God in different stages of life. I think about maybe some of the feelings that I had, uncertainty. One that was mentioned this morning, maybe a little bit of fear.
Yes.
You know, one of the biggest, there's two major decisions that we can make in life. First, the one to get saved, salvation.
Yeah.
That's a major decision in our life.
Yeah.
You know, another major decision is marriage.
That's right.
Yes.
So I think back on my life and the time when I was in that state, putting the trust in God. Well, I want this kind of this, and you know, we have our lists.
Yeah.
All of us do, don't we?
Yeah,
we have it. He put me with the right one. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for God guiding and directing in my life. I thank the Lord for my wife. God knew what He was doing. There's been other times I think about just even my career, my work, and maybe just different areas that I was looking for certain things that didn't happen, advancements, or wanting to progress and, you know, climb the ladder, right? And how certain things sometimes they just didn't work. How I thought they should work.
But God knew what He was
doing. Yeah. God knew what He was doing. He knew that if He had allowed some of those things to take place, it would have had an effect on me later in life.
Yes.
That's true. You've heard me say there was one point in time that the words came out of my mouth, I'll never do that.
Well,
it's been over 6 years. God knows what He's doing.
Yes, He does.
Would you allow Him to lead and guide and direct you? Be led by His Spirit.
Yes.
He'll work in you and through you. Through the uncertainty, through the unknowns.
Yes.
There's some things that's required of us. Requires trust, requires confidence, and it requires faith.
Amen.
You want to be led by the Spirit? Those things are absolutely necessary. Think of this analogy. And maybe we played sometimes, played games as children. You ever been blindfolded?
No.
Blindfolded, and then you have to rely on somebody else to direct you or lead you. I mean, it's completely out of your hands, right? Because you can't see anything. You can say, I don't need your help. And then you run into a wall, right? You know, as human beings, we like being in control. That's just our nature. But if we're going to be led by the Spirit, we're going to have to let go and let God.
That's true.
We're going to have to let Him lead and guide us. And recognize that trust and that faith and that confidence is required.
Yes, it is.
There's a familiar verse in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. You know this scripture, you probably quote it. What does it say?
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God
must believe that He is,
and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Without faith, it is impossible. We cannot be led by God's Spirit without faith. It's an absolute necessity.
Amen.
It's absolutely necessary.
Yes.
We have to believe that He is, and believe that He is a rewarder of them that did it. In other words, if I continually seek after Him to lead and guide and direct me, that I have a trust and faith in knowing that He's going to lead me in the way that He had me to go, and it's all going to work out for my good.
That's true.
And remembering that He's smarter than me.
Amen.
His thoughts, His ways, way out of infinity, and I'm limited. And what that requires of each and every one of us is being close and staying close.
Amen.
There's a chorus of song. It says, Wilt thou be take note of that chorus of 288, there's a question mark. Who answers the question? Right? We have to answer the question. He wants to. He wants to lead us by the hand, but we have to hold on. Right? Have you ever had a child that you're holding their hand and you're trying to lead them and they trying to lead you?
Yeah.
We've all experienced it like, we're going this way. But no. They have to be willing to be led. I mean, as adults with children, we have more strength, right? So we can overpower them a little bit. But that's the thought is, if you want somebody to lead you, you have to be willing to be led.
Yeah.
Why is it important to be that close so that the hand can hold on to you? Danger is always lurking, isn't it? You know, if danger is in sight, if you can see danger coming, right? If somebody, you know, again, thinking about protecting children, if you hold a child by the hand and you see danger coming, right, what do? You just grip a little tighter.
That's right.
Versus, I'm within eyesight. I can see it. What can you do? The child is over there. I can see them, but the danger is in between me and the child. What's going to happen? I can't get there fast enough, right? Versus being led by the hand.
That's right.
So the beauty of being close to God and staying close to Him is that when the danger comes, He can pull us in a little closer.
Yeah.
That's why we need to be led by His hand, to be pulled into His closeness to protect us when the danger is coming. It's not just enough to be able to see. You know how I would equate this into this way. Being held and led by the hand versus being able to see, I'm close enough. Being led by the hand is taking God's word and applying it to our lives.
That's right.
That's being led by. Being having a sight of it is meaning I have an understanding and a knowledge, but I don't apply it to my life.
Amen.
That's why we have to be led by the hand. Being led by our hand is taking what God has given us and applying it to us, our lives, on a daily basis. It's just ingrained. It just becomes ingrained within us.
Yes.
Each day, Lord, we give the day to the Lord. Lord, thank you for this day that you've given me. Help me to please and honor you today.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want to do anything today that's going to hinder my relationship with
you. That's right.
It goes back to having a mindset of the decisions that I make in life to think about them as spiritual sense. What effect is this going to have in me following your lead? And it's something that we apply to our life on a daily basis.
Amen.
It requires some prayer time.
Yes.
It requires a little bit of reading of His Word. And you know, at times it also requires us to do a little fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
But we have to lay aside food for a little while to get the mind and the direction of the
Lord.
I desire your prayers. It is my desire to always be led by His Spirit. Recognizing that there's no point in time where I can say I got it. It's something that I, on a daily basis, I have to continually seek the Lord to be led by His Spirit. I desire your prayers.